Episode 21, Issue Responses 3297 through 3456. Response 3297. I believe, though I could be mistaken, that most if the data is looked at holistically and not specifically looked at in the sub-data set of those who attend Mass regularly and not just sometimes on occasion. My guess is that those who go to Mass and confession often are those who believe in the real presence. Therefore, I believe there is a general lack of belief in and lack of regard for religion itself, and the Catholic Church's authority as being the Church founded by Christ. This more general lack of belief, I think, is a previous cause of the lack of Eucharistic belief. In addition, I also think that children and teenagers' catechetics in general has been approached in an ineffective manner, as is also evident from the stats. I highly recommend the philosophy curriculum set written by Sr. Therese Auer OP of the Nashville Dominicans entitled, Called to Happiness, and The Human Person, respectively. We need to teach young people the meaning of life, of happiness, of truth, of morality, of goodness, and of reason, so that religion becomes more credible in their eyes. There are reasons for everything we believe, and this use of reason is too seldom communicated or known by the catechists in our parishes around the world. Also, I do not just blame societal lack of regard for religion, the insufficient curriculums of the classrooms, and the lack of knowledge of our teachers. I also want to point out the lack of regard for the Eucharist in the context of family. Culture and values are first built and established in the home. Many parents do not value the Eucharist or the faith but bring their children to religious education classes. This is not effective parenting or good role modeling. To be truly cultured to value truth, goodness, and beauty, and so the families who have the richest family cultures are those that cultivate within their homes and social circles true devotion and celebration of Catholic history and reality. I know one parish that makes the parents teach their own children the required religious education before the sacraments, and where the children only attend classes at the parish once a month. While of course there are other models to be offered, this one places important emphasis on the need for parents to believe and be devoted to the reality of the real presence before dropping their kid off at the parish for a class they themselves wouldn't want to attend. In summary, the issues are lack of philosophical groundings in education, lack of knowledge of these things, and so a lack of respect for belief in general, lack of parental formation and home-sprung culture and values. Surely there are more causes as well. Thank you for your time. Response 3298. Social decline of family. Busyness. Lacking quiet in daily life, thus choosing no to go to adoration or Mass. Loosing family meal in place of activity, this loosing desire for community connection, this MO desire to say no to activities and attend the Holy Mass. Parents and role models, example of busyness and individualism and self. Reliance over in-person interpersonal relationships, sharing prayer and stopping busyness to enter into the mystery of the Mass and adoration and pray before the tabernacle. Then there is the discount of and music and entertainment in Mass and daily life from Jesus. Response 3299. Teaching mental prayer to all the faithful. Response 3300. Communion in the hand instead of in the tongue and kneeling. Response 3301. Pope Francis, there is an air of faggotry in Catholic seminaries. Response 3302. Allowing anyone to walk through the sanctuary for any reason, even if helping before or after Mass. Allowing laity to open the tabernacle. Having sacristans do things that should be reserved for the priests. Not using patens goes with showing reverence and protecting every last particle of our Lord. Priests not being really careful with corporal and not using bursts. Response 3303. Locked churches. Fear not faith during COVID. Our churches should have been an example. Response 3304. Lack of the sacrament of confession. 30 minutes before Holy Mass is not sufficient. Response 3305. Catechism for adults in general. For example, a lack of education on the Old Testament, and the traditions of Judaism from which so many Catholic beliefs flow. I find many adults are very poorly catechized, compared to adults who go through OCIA, for example. Response 3306. Lack of use of patens. Laity access to the sacristy and tabernacle. Response 3307. There needs to be more openness of how the Eucharist has an effect on possessed people. The miracles that the Eucharist have and will do. Response 3308. No talk of sin. Response 3309. I heard from many wayward Catholics that no longer come to church, that it's the cruelty lay Catholics show towards marginalized groups. No one is perfect, and I think my fellow Catholics act high and mighty just because they have the fullness of truth. Well, let's be clear, Jesus loves everyone, and through his church anyone can come closer to salvation. Response 3310. There is an overall lack of solid catechism for the laity, and laity are being allowed to do things that only priests should do as sacristans. Response 3311. Proper faith formation of our youth. The lack of proper teaching of our faith in our Catholic schools. Response 3312. Lack of an emphasis on a shared faith in family life. Response 3313. We need more teaching during the homily. Response 3314. Poor quality of homilies that seem to lack that reflects the lack of a prayer life of a priest. The sense of a sacredness of the place of worship reflected in clapping and conversations before and after Mass by both community and the priests. Response 3315. Not catechizing, starting with teaching the children making their first Holy Communion. In some cases, not catechizing altar servers and lay ministers. Also, some priests rushing through of Mass. Response 3316. I believe that losing the traditional Latin Mass has affected many, as the novice ordo at times seems more like a social event than a mysterious, solemn Mass in which Jesus Christ is laid on the altar for us to consume. Also, the deconstruction of beliefs in the sacredness of marriage by the blessing of homosexual unions, adoration of the Pachamama, gay pride Mass, yes, and the abomination of what occurred at St. Patrick's Cathedral during the funeral Mass for a transgender man when the clergy there probably knew beforehand whom they were allowing to be brought into the church. The lack of piety by some priests who seem to just want to get the Mass over with. Also, we used to genuflect during the Nicene Creed at the words, "and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man." Now, most people don't even bow. Ever since Vatican II, there has been a decline in the entirety of the faith and practice of the clergy. Response 3317. Absence of true doctrinal Catholic teachings, prayers, customs during RCIA/faith formation. Response 3318. The loss of nuns who taught the faith to our children. I know it is the parents' first responsibility, but the nuns by their lives and teaching reinforce the teachings. Response 3319. Failure to stress the importance of proper attire in church. Response 3320. Worship at church is simply more than receiving communion. Otherwise, Brownie Point Catholics come for communion and then leave, never ingesting the words of God. Also explain the issues the church professes that are not Bible-based. Response 3321. Parents allowing their children's misbehavior, especially during the homily and consecration. Response 3322. Lack of Catholic schools with nuns or solid teachers. Response 3323. Taking communion in the hand. Laypeople handing out communion. Pope Francis saying Klaus Schwanz is more important than Jesus. Response 3324. Failure to emphasize wearing modest clothing in church, especially when receiving Holy Communion. Response 3325. If God is in us and God is everywhere, how is God more in the Eucharist? Response 3326. The inconsistencies of the Vatican and betrayal of the Pope to the faith. Response 3327. Catechism needs to stress the real presence. Response 3328. Excessive push on participation/involvement of the laity as an essential to our salvation. Response 3329. Lack of teaching on being in a state of grace, regular confessions. Response 3330. Paying constant reverence via our actions to the Eucharist whenever and wherever He is present to us. Response 3331. It all began in the Garden of Eden, how Adam was made. Lucifer is behind theistic evolution, it makes our Blessed Virgin Mary a liar at Lourdes, and the reason that Pope Pius XII will never be a saint because he opened the door to evolution without closing it. This needs to be publicly debated, please help me, I have been trying for 11 years, please help me. Diane Sierra Veld, Hamilton, Ohio 513205812 0. This topic needs to be debated, please read http://godwillbeheard.blogspot.com. The truth will set U.S. free, the golden calf, scientism. Viva Cristo Rey. Response 3332. Allowing the priest at the ambo to preach heaven and hell. Mortal sin and venial sin. Allowing the priest to preach the truth without fear of being laicized. Catechizing the willfully ignorant. We truly believed in the real presence, we would prostrate ourselves upon receiving communion. Response 3333. Not living in keeping with commandments, not attending Mass regularly, so minimizing offense to God. Response 3334. It starts with the Pope. He needs to be removed from Rome. His connections to WEF is very bad for the Catholic Church. His political views are very communistic, and his views are destructive to the Church. He's very evil. I will not go back to the Church until he is removed. Satan has taken over our Church. Response 3335. The use of married deacons. This blurs the line between clergy and laity, allows for married men to have their feet in both camps. This allows for the use of lay Eucharistic ministers to be rationalized. Most importantly, their hands are not consecrated. Response 3336. People aren't taught about proven miracles of the Eucharist. Response 3337. Accepting of LGBTQ as okay. Response 3338. Importance of confession. Lack of teaching on faith and morals from the pulpit. Response 3339. Loss of Catholic schools and Catholic education. Loss of stable families. Each generation is less catechized. Quality of seminary education. Priestly formation was clearly lacking in the 50s to 90s. It's not just about Latin. It's about the education in the faith that bishops were not providing. Response 3340. Pope Francis has done serious harm to the Church by not following Scripture but rather the wishes of man. I.e., blessings of homosexual unions. Bless sin? Really? I am now reunited with the Byzantine Church of my birth as the Metropolitan has stated we will not bless sin. We are under the rule of Rome, so I expect problems in the future. If the stance of the Byzantine Church changes to allow sin blessings and Scripture relegated to the dustbin, I will separate from there too. While still attending the Roman Church, there was an absence of fire and brimstone preaching, redirecting us to the path of righteousness. Neither hot nor cold but lukewarm. Catholic Charities contributing to the invasion of the United States is the reason I stopped giving to the Hope Appeal. Other Catholic groups are assisting LGBT groups or endorsing them. This travesty is not of God. Response 3341. The lack of education to our youth. Most religious ed books are just the latest publications of watered-down revisions of church history, the sacrament, the mass, and church teaching. Most of the students I have taught have little to no fear of the consequence of mortal sin. Response 3342. People's attire, the horribly disruptive sign of peace, giving communion to non-believers at funerals, etc., removal of the silent canon. Priests not speaking the truth for fear of offending someone or being silenced by the bishop. Lack of catechesis. It is difficult for someone to believe in the real presence if they don't know their faith. I know that people should learn the faith on their own, but most don't know what they don't know. Also, there is a lack of training and reverence with altar servers. Response 3343. Lack of availability for confession. Response 3344. The increasingly common practice of pre-First Communion children and non-Eucharist receiving adults in the communion line asking for some type of blessing. Blessings are lovely, but are not appropriate during Eucharist. The line is not for everyone, it is for those Catholics who are in the proper state intent on partaking of the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. I have even been to Mass, DS, often funerals/weddings/graduations/etc., in which the priest actually encourages this practice. This trivializes the communion time and line into just another misguided attempt at welcoming versus catechizing. Response 3345. Teaching on morality, teaching on proper attire for Mass, lack of teaching on transubstantiation, preaching on sin, all of this affects our faith. Response 3346. Liturgical music that speaks incorrectly about the Eucharist. Lack of charity among Christians. Response 3347. Being a revert to the Church after 50 years, I was stunned by the lack of reverence given to the Eucharist and the apparent lack of teaching the concepts to the young through faith formation. The use of Eucharistic ministers, the slap-dash actions of the officiating priest, the disappearance of kneeling when receiving the host, the tabernacle's existence situated away from the sanctuary and unrecognized by most, hence, no genuflecting, clapping after Mass, using the sanctuary as a social gathering place, the noticeable lack of the term sin in homilies and refusal to visit the issue of abortion head-on, the replacement of sacrifice with celebration in describing the rituals of Mass, the fact that my grandchildren think nothing of receiving communion while supporting sinful cultural behaviors and inviting non-Catholics to receive with them, floored me. I have no doubt that all of it is due to the changes of Vatican II allowing liberal interpretations of nearly all doctrine. After many conversations with my children, expressing that we aren't at church for a show or entertainment, but rather, worship, they have returned with me to a Catholic parish in the neighboring diocese that retains many of TLM Mass rituals, including Latin prayers. We consider ourselves tradies, with hope that we won't be squished like bugs by our bishop. One of my daughters attends a full traditional Mass in another diocese weekly. She is also reading as much as possible about church history. My mind was blown when she asked who the saints were on the altar of our 125-year-old traditional church. The concepts missing from their catechesis were historical relevance, reverence for the real presence, and accepting the very Protestant belief that all Christians are saved no matter what. Their novice Ordo parish even removed its pro-life materials and sent the bishop's representative to meet with a group of pro-lifers, including my daughter, who objected to the removal. I can't forgive myself enough for removing myself from the modernization, but am grateful that I've lived long enough to reacquaint my children with the beauty and reverence of the past. And I struggle daily with what Mother Church has become thanks to the Vatican. Response 3348. Proper, modest attire at Mass. Response 3349. Heretical song lyrics. Bishops not shepherding well regarding Eucharistic living. Response 3350. Failure to remind parishioners not to wear flip-flops and tank tops to church. Women should wear head coverings. Response 3351. Flowers in front of the altar are decorations for the faithful. Flowers beside the tabernacle show they're for Jesus in the tabernacle. Not the same. Response 3352. The rupture of tradition in the liturgy and the sacraments. The lack of training the clergy receive in seminary. God has instructed us in how He wants to be worshipped. He wants us to know, love and serve Him with all of our being, not just what and when it is convenient for us. Response 3353. The lack of use of the paten to catch any host that may accidentally fall. The transferring of consecrated hosts from one sacred vessel to another must be done reverently and is many times just grabbed by the fistful. Response 3354. The 50 plus years of confusion resulting from what was agreed to in Vatican II and what was implemented, the still present attempts to eradicate the Latin Mass, the Protestantization of the Catholic Church, the watered-down Novus Ordo Mass, I could go on and on. Response 3355. Time priest spends holding host and then chalice up during consecration, how high the host and chalice are held up, use of chapel veils by women, attire at Mass, especially immodest or shorts, t-shirts, parents not taking crying kids out, lack of setting expectations for and disciplining kids during Mass, people not having a personal relationship with Jesus, focus of parish being on social versus spiritual activities, priests not encouraging daily Mass, lack of understanding of graces that come with reception of the Our Lord in the Eucharist. Response 3356. Clergy who do not themselves believe in the real presence. Response 3357. Unavailable opportunities to talk with a clergy member or our local bishop. They cut you off before hearing your issues, so unfriendly and cold. No Christ-like attitudes. Response 3358. The lay people acting disrespectfully, casually, or indifferent in front of the Eucharist or at Mass. Response 3359. There is a lack of guidance by those in authority to adhere to the true Church's teachings, especially in regard to the liturgy. We now have many Catholic churches that don't resemble Catholicism, with unknown liturgies or made-up parts of the Mass, and no one with authority bats an eye or attempts to set them on the path of what the true Church actually teaches about how the Mass should be, how formation should be taught, or how one should act as a Catholic in the world. Response 3360. Lack of clergy educating laity on the importance of fundamental beliefs of Catholicism, and lack of addressing the direction the Church is taking. Response 3361. The priest's own obvious lack of respect for the Blessed Sacrament. Response 3362. Failure of the clergy to educate/remind the faithful about issues such as proper dress, behavior at Mass, such as silence before and after while in church, reminding the faithful that artificial contraception is still wrong. I understand that clergy are human and want to be liked, but they are responsible for souls and are derelict in their duty to lead their congregations to God by not leading their people properly. Response 3363. Lack of respect and reverence for the Eucharist from the clergy. Teach laity the importance of believing in the real presence. Response 3364. Both my and my children's catechism was far too much, God is love, worship can be cool, just try to be a good person and very liberal priests. We never really learned true reverence and the truth that the Eucharist is God and should be treated as such. Kids also need to learn about frequent confession and forget about this once a year idea or Easter duty. There is no real connection to God in my opinion without frequent confession. We need to push monthly confession and increase the hours confession is available. We also need to make sure Catholic schools are teaching Catholic beliefs. Teachers should not be promoting anti-Catholic ideas. High school students should be taught about the early church fathers. Kids and adults need to understand why they need to be Catholic and not just spiritual or non-denominational. Need more nuns in the classroom. Response 3365. In the novice ordo, there seems a great lack of respect for the presence. I am a traditional Roman Catholic, the new order was and is disgusting. There goes the belief in the real presence. Response 3366. It's called reverence of the whole church. This building is God's building, not individuals. Reverence. Response 3367. Cancellation of priests but not of McCarrick and elevation of his protégés to cardinals. Why not cancel those who covered for McCarrick? The frequent need to clarify the Pope's statements. Response 3368. The notion that nearly all of us will be saved and the overwhelming emphasis on God's love and mercy versus His justice and the consequences of sin. Also the notion that all religions are essentially equivalent. These factors result in a casual attitude towards the sacred and an overall loss of faith. Why bother attending Mass and receiving the Eucharist if it doesn't really matter? Response 3369. In my opinion, the homosexual men Pope Francis has elevated to the dignity of cardinal in the United States and abroad. These queer men in turn promote other queers to top spots. This behavior is turning the priesthood into a gay/queer man's profession. The coercive network of homosexualization that has gained so much power within the Catholic Church hierarchy that heterosexual men are quickly dismissed from the priesthood and seminaries. Response 3370. Traditional Latin Mass has been forbidden in many parishes. We should restore having the traditional Latin Mass in every parish every day. More opportunities for daily Mass at parishes. Response 3371. Many priests do not believe in the real presence. I corrected one after Mass, telling him it's not an it but a him. Give bishops this survey. Response 3372. Any repugnance, disrespect or defensiveness shown by a priest against the traditional Latin Mass demonstrates a lack of faith in the real presence of Christ in the Most Holy Eucharist, since the usus antiquior can be traced back to Jesus through his apostles through the ages. Protestantizing the Church and the faith over more than the last 60 years has produced the rotten fruit we experience today in regards to loss of faith in the true presence of Christ Jesus in the Most Holy Eucharist. I deeply and truly desire to see a grand return of the sacred, the beautiful, the reverence brought back in full into each and every one of our churches and in the liturgy and in the music. Please, by the grace of God, I beg you all to restore it. Response 3373. Divorce/annulment, I am Catholic. My ex was not but participated in the pre-marital requirements to be married in the Catholic Church in the 80s. I am a U.S. Marine and while fighting in IQ my ex became monogamously challenged, resulting in her divorcing me and marrying him, both Protestants. We had 3 minor children together ranging in age from 2 to 12. I have been denied confession and communion since. I'll likely be denied last rites for not denying my children via annulment. I am not alone in this divorce situation among Catholic parishioners. My ex doesn't care about the Catholic Church, her vows or her infidelities. Divorcees need a way back to the Church and annulment isn't getting it done. Response 3374. The sign of peace where people socialize like they are in an auditorium or a bingo hall while Christ is present on the altar, body, blood, soul and divinity. Response 3375. Catholics have a decent K-12 school system available in the United States. Because this school system has not operated as a truly Catholic immersion, it has contributed to the loss of faith for many of the students. Response 3376. Lack of addressing the faithful on a dress code and modesty. Response 3377. Seems ignorant to have a Eucharistic revival when it seems many priests and bishops don't believe. If they did, Biden would be excommunicated by now. Response 3378. The negativity of some priests, bishops, and most of all the Pope towards the traditional Latin Mass, where you always find the proper disposition toward the Blessed Eucharist. Response 3379. Priests who patronize whom they think or know who are wealthy at the expense of their regular parishioners. Response 3380. Stressing the importance of confessions routinely before receiving our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. Response 3381. Parents' failure to catechize their children, and/or their own irreverence in attitude, attire inappropriate for Mass, and failure to genuflect when entering the church or the pew. Response 3382. Encourage adults to be active in educating themselves about their faith. Offer more adult education on the presence and the Mass. Response 3383. People do not understand why the Eucharist is closed to practicing Christians from other denominations. Response 3384. The Pope's suppression of the traditional Latin Mass of Trent. Response 3385. Law of catechesis. The liberal priests don't remind people of the need of conversion. Priests and bishops telling the faithful that everybody goes to heaven. Not teaching about hell and sin. Response 3386. Not including the TLM in every parish. Response 3387. Very poor education/RCIA from childhood up, strengthening your Catholic faith, a guide to spiritual growth and faith formation. Daily prayer and reflection. Building a strong connection with God starts with prayer and reflection. Attend Mass regularly. Study the Bible. Engage in faith formation programs. Read Catholic literature. Seek spiritual guidance. Response 3388. The hierarchy's failure to be shepherds. Response 3389. Traditions of the faith, such as observance of holy days of obligation, Friday fast from meat, Latin rites, altar rails, wearing of veils for women, etc., are frowned upon by our shepherds at the highest levels. Faithful Catholics should be outraged, like Christ in the temple with money changers, at the blatant blasphemies and heresies of clergy who oppose church teachings on marriage between one MSN and one woman. Where are our holy bishops and Pope? Why are they not defending what is good and true as Christ has taught? Response 3390. In 2020, when the church collapsed like a deck of cards and locked its doors, what message do you think that gave the laity regarding the clergy's belief in the real presence? I'll tell you, the message was loud and clear that the bishops and pastors had no real faith, and no belief in the real presence. Response 3391. Receiving the Eucharist from non-ordained, in the hand, while standing is the greatest problem in the church. I have seen priests refuse to give communion to people on the tongue and kneeling. Response 3392. The way people dress so casually. Receiving our Lord with dirty hands. Response 3393. Clergy not stressing importance of proper attire. Response 3394. Fostering an extraordinary sense of reverence to the point where the clergy and laity would be willing to die for the Eucharist as the early disciples did. Also teaching a history of why we believe in the true presence. Response 3395. Poor catechesis in childhood. Response 3396. Greatest concern over finances/fundraising, public bickering, refusal, and public acts of disobedience against Pope Francis and his commands. Response 3397. Confusion and scandal in the church by the hierarchy doing and saying things that are confusing to the laity. Response 3398. Lack of kneelers to receive communion from. Response 3399. So many of the priests, even those who are well catechized themselves, do not live a life marked by perseverance, humility, and holiness. They do not engage in education, stand their ground with problematic parish workers, throw the dispensable laity under the bus when convenient. It is like many of them never grew up and don't want to get their hands dirty. As a director of religious ed and Catholic school employee, I have been greatly disheartened by the weakness and self-centeredness of many clergy, especially those touted as sound. This, at the very intersection of people's faith and life, when really needed, is beyond devastating as an example. Response 3400. Failure to allow quiet time for thanksgiving after reception of Holy Communion. Music is very loud and not worthy to be used at the holy sacrifice of the Mass. Response 3401. The USCCB failed to defend Eucharistic worship as essential during the COVID crisis. Furthermore, the priests and bishops neglected to find creative solutions to a fearful flock in need of sacramental grace. Parishes could have held holy hours of adoration through the church window with adorates kneeling outside 6 feet apart. They could have held Eucharistic processions through the streets to show the hundreds of shut-ins that God was still with us. They could have handed out small bottles of holy water for families to bless their homes during the lockdown. Instead, the shepherds hid and barred the flock from Christ, even to the point of canceling Easter ceremonies. If the church had been more present and courageous, we would have an explosion of religious vocations right now. These efforts to restore belief in the real presence are admirable. However, it's better to do right the first time than apologize after inflicting the damage. Response 3402. Catechesis of youth, teens, and young adults. I also add lack of continuing education of adults in our Catholic faith. Response 3403. Better formation in Catholic schools and PSR. Bring students to adoration. More devotions to our Blessed Mother. Study the saints. Confirmation programs are not teaching what they should. Also review RCIA programs as well. Just need better formation all around and return to traditional teaching. Response 3404. Teaching in Catholic schools. Response 3405. Need to receive Holy Communion on the tongue. Response 3406. I have been saddened and negatively impacted by the practice of our relatively new pastor who seems to put himself in a position of importance over other clergy and lay leaders. It's not about him, it is about our Lord. For example, we have a deacon as well as one recently appointed priest who are never allowed to present the homily even though both are dynamic speakers. The rector evidently believes he must be center front for the 10 a.m. service, our main Mass. Response 3407. Elimination of kneeling to receive the Eucharist was a big mistake as it eliminated the act of reverence. Receiving God deserves bowing down, kneeling and prostrating. Not a casual walk to get a wafer, a symbol, etc. Response 3408. Poor catechesis and tradition in Catholic schools. Response 3409. The general lack of religious education and logic training in Catholic schools and catechetical programs. The religious education being put forth in most parishes is at best watered down, with some being heretical. We are greatly lacking the presence of religious women and priests being more involved with the youth programs so they can witness firsthand their love for the Eucharist and the example of self-sacrifice. There is a great need for more support of homeschool families who are working hard to educate their families in the fullness of our Catholic traditions. Response 3410. General lack of catechesis in the sermons. Response 3411. Lack of genuine catechesis. Response 3412. Priests tiptoeing around issues like abortion and hell. People want and need the correct direction from our shepherds. Be kind of blunt and tell us what we need to do in this world today to get to heaven. Priests also need to be on the same page with church teachings. Too much contradicting is going on. If I ask about a certain commandment, I should get a similar response from every priest. Response 3413. The current distortion of the aim of our Catholic faith from our sole purpose to love and serve God in this life and to be with Him in the next, into liberation theology, modernist secular, concern for the poor, for peace without recurring to God as our King and our Good Shepherd. Response 3414. Lack of adult catechesis by priest in homilies. Lack of teaching the meaning of Jesus' incarnation resulting in God calling us body and soul to worship and serve Him, a teaching which makes so many odd things the Catholic Church expects and believes make sense, smiley face. Response 3415. Reminding people that it is a mortal sin to receive Holy Communion if you are not in a state of grace. Response 3416. A novice ordo said in Latin ad orientem using Eucharistic prayer one is still not the Latin Mass, disrespect for what has been given us by the apostles and the earliest popes and the medieval and preconciliar church lessens the faith of the laity in the fact that the Holy Spirit guides the church and has guided her throughout her history. Response 3417. Lack of education, poor catechism, children's programs and VBS lack of Catholic identity. Trying to change to adapt to the world. Response 3418. Clergy not addressing issues that impact the church, lay people's salvation, and disrespect to the Eucharist. Clergy members should always be upfront and clear on sins during homilies. I've met countless lay people who don't know certain sins and still receive communion. Response 3419. The New Age teachings that are creeping into Catholicism, such as Richard Rohr saying, "I'm not trying to make you a Christian," or "Forgive yourself, you don't need someone else to forgive you." Response 3420. Lack of belief of major teachings of the Church overall by many clergy and nuns. Response 3421. Most priests are inept in communicating and adapting gospel and readings messages to the flock. Confessions times are down to 15 minutes before beginning of Holy Mass in Sundays. Yet, everyone receives Holy Communion. How does that make sense? I'm sure we're not that holy. Response 3422. Preaching Christian nationalism and allowing politics into homilies. Specifically, rabid conservative politics containing disdain for people of color, the poor and marginalized, and the environment and our impact on it. Response 3423. Understanding the words of the Last Supper and Jesus's words, "Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink of His blood you will not have life within you," etc. Response 3424. Not allowing reception kneeling and on the tongue. Also the general impression in NO that Mass is about man, not God. Response 3425. 1. The novice ordo erasure of the Asperges and kneeling at the Kyrie and the Agnus Dei 2. The engineered priest shortage. Response 3426. Appearing in casual attires instead of formal attires. Women in immodest dresses, and or cross-dressing in men's pants. Response 3427. That anyone can walk in the sacred space where the holy sacrifice of the Mass takes place and anyone can open the tabernacle, take Jesus to people outside of a Mass, and anyone can put Jesus in the monstrance. Response 3428. Downgrading feast days, example moving Ascension Thursday to the following Sunday downgrades the importance of that feast day. Not talking about abstinence and fasting. Elimination Rogation and Ember Days. Response 3429. Support of acts of false mercy, the Church supporting Catholic charities as they assisting in delivering vulnerable children and illegal aliens into the U.S. without proper investigation and concerns regarding the human trafficking, sex trafficking and organ harvesting that is happening. Response 3430. I certainly won't forget the global news headline, "One Word Gaffe Invalidates Thousands of U.S. Baptisms." It was in my Diocese of Phoenix that Reverend Arango recited words used for baptisms incorrectly until June 17, 2021. Far worse than a gaffe to invalidate a holy sacrament, I view an alarming number of clergy as unworthy, inauthentic, and incapable of representing Catholic teaching, let alone preside over sacraments. The focus of your survey should seek the criteria whereby clergy are viewed as unworthy or alleged frauds like Jorge Bergoglio that have self-excommunicated themselves, rendering them incapable to preside over holy sacraments, especially in the Eucharistic manifestation of the true presence of Christ. Survey Q4.7, scandal created by offering Holy Eucharist to those that obstinately reject Catholic teaching, is the only question that vaguely scratches the surface. It's primarily about clergy offering Holy Eucharist to those endorsing abortion, which all Abrahamic religions teach is rejecting God's commandment, "Thou shalt not kill." As if this isn't grave enough, the Gospels teach us that God's anger burns hottest against those who harm children, because children are the most helpless and impressionable members of society. The remaining scandals that undermine the family follow. It is telling that the Vatican and bishops are not leading this effort, but rather laity along with clergy loyal to Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano, whom I believe remains the highest true authority in the Catholic Church even after Bergoglio claims to have excommunicated him. The Church has been deeply compromised, with many clergy unfit to perform their duty, including the sacraments, and explains the necessity of the schism in the Church today. Response 3431. I think many of the additional issues can find their origin in too much laity involvement in the Mass, especially women, no matter how reverent or holy they may be, and I am a woman writing this. This has contributed immensely to the downgrading of the reverence and infinite importance of the Mass itself and the Eucharist specifically. The laity does not need to feel wanted or needed on the altar for the holy sacrifice of the Mass. The laity needs to be taught how to get to heaven, not given a turn to read the epistle, or have a woman, or girl, serve at the altar. Jesus was a man, and he chose Peter to be the rock upon which he would build his church, and he ordained the apostles, who were men, as his ministerial priests during the Last Supper when he commanded them to "do this in remembrance of me." If Jesus did not pick his own holy and immaculate mother to serve at the altar, what reasoning is there in the modern church to feel that women must be given a role in the Mass? The Virgin Mary herself was not included. A priest is an altar Christus, meaning another Christ. I will conclude with one more dumbing down of the faith issue that occurs when the priest repeatedly refers to the altar as a table. It is commonplace for the vast majority of us to eat our meals at a table, whether in our home or at a restaurant, etc., for students to do their homework at one, etc. An altar, however, is where a sacrifice takes place. They may be shaped the same, and even look the same, but there is a huge difference between an altar and a table. Hearing the altar called the table of the Lord repeatedly makes one forget the sacrifice that took place to prepare this meal. Response 3432. Occasionally, there should be a regular homily on our basic beliefs and practices. Response 3433. Major confusion caused by Pope Francis and introduction of pagan idols and ceremonies. This is Christ's church, not Francis. Christ is the same today as always. The Ten Commandments are not irrelevant. Bishops need to stand up for the truth and stop silencing faithful priests. Response 3434. The laity should be reminded that the house of God is sacred. They should wear proper attire for Mass. The laity should be reminded that holy days of obligation should be observed, and they need not receive Jesus. Reminders should be constant. Most of the laity do not know much, read the church teachings. Education is key. The Latin Mass should not only come back but should replace the Novus Ordo. Response 3435. The children are not being taught about the real presence because some catechism teachers filter the teachings according to their own beliefs. Response 3436. We never hear about hell or grave sins like abortion from the pulpit. The Blessed Virgin and her powerful role in the salvation of souls in not tales about. The Ten Commandments should be better taught by all of us. Jesus' second coming is rarely mentioned or talked by priest, greater emphasis on purgatory and prayers for them and it similarly in suffering is like hell. Keeping the Sabbath holy is rarely mentioned by priests. Receiving Christ kneeling and on the tongue is never encouraged and since COVID almost frowned upon by some priests. We cannot accept sin. Love the sinner, detest the sin, God's holy Bible does not lie. Why are we entertaining such evil? It's leading many poor naive souls astray. CCC, sodomy is a grave intrinsic moral evil. Response 3437. Lack of catechizing by priests in their homilies about the true presence on a regular basis to counter the 70% lack of belief. Response 3438. The Pope's hostility towards United States Catholics and their bishops. The Pope's excommunication of a leading American bishop was a direct attack on the American Catholics and the cardinals should challenge the Pope on this action. Response 3439. Those who are supposed to be the shepherds of the church are actually ravenous wolves, they are unbelievers themselves, sexual perverts, political power players, cynics, deviants, cowards, and subversives who actually want to destroy the church. Response 3440. I have seen my whole life how Protestant disbelief of the real presence has crept into the Catholic Church. Our bishops, priests, and catechism teachers need to stand firm in the teachings of church. We need to teach our children this. Response 3441. Catechism programs are weak, students should be taught to receive kneeling and by tongue and from the priest or deacon only. Response 3442. Casual response to the Eucharistic presence. Response 3443. Casual attire among both men and women at Mass, and at times extremely revealing clothing worn by women. Using gender-neutral terms in prayers and in Scripture. It has numbed our sense of the mysterious presence and the necessary reverence due to our Lord Jesus Christ. We have become conditioned to regard Him merely as a friend, not as God. Poor catechesis regarding the huge number of people who weekly receive the Holy Eucharist and rarely receive the sacrament of confession, if at all. Gum chewing in the communion procession. Lay people opening the side-dwelling tabernacle and removing the ciborium to bring it to the altar for communion. Lay people handling the sacred vessels before and after the distribution of Holy Communion. Women lectors reading the epistles and psalms. Lectors in general improperly prepared in pronunciation and clarity, casually attired, shorts, tank tops, sandals, both men and women. Lay people irreverently walking into the sanctuary, forgetting to genuflect. Most Sunday Mass, ES feel and perform like Protestant services. The priest or deacon telling us to give a sign of peace shortly after the transubstantiation breaks all sense of wonder, awe, and reverence. These issues never or rarely take place within the traditional Latin Mass celebrations. The celebrant priest hurriedly and irreverently giving Holy Communion just to keep the long line moving. The body of Christ, words being said without meaning. The Latin words, Corpus Domini Nostri Jesu Christi Custodium Animum Tuum in Vitam Aeternam. Amen, have such great meaning the people never hear them at the Novus Ordo. Response 3444. Nobody goes to confession anymore. There is no clarity from the priests on how vital this is for salvation, how to recognize mortal sins that society teaches isn't wrong anymore, nor availability in confessional times/opportunities, some churches still not catechizing for confession until fourth grade or later, and never clarifying, vagueness of mortal sin versus venial, by catechesis, even to catechists. Response 3445. Lack of reverence in the sanctuary by priests and laity and the disappearance of the sacramentals such as incense bells, servers, vestments and liturgical abuses and not following the tubrics. Response 3446. the church is ran by men who refuse to listen to parishioners. In the U.S., the influence of Christian nationalism over the teachings of Jesus has me doubting the presence. When leaders lie about most things, when can I believe them? Response 3447. Several of my friends have left the Catholic Church to my utter disappointment. Their reason? They have attended Bible classes given by the Baptist Church. When Saint Jerome said, "Ignorance of the Holy Scriptures, the Bible, is ignorance of Jesus," is a fact he totally understood and observed. The Catholic Church has been negligent in teaching the Bible as the holiest of books, and that the inspired books should be studied thoroughly because the words of God are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Listening to Bible readings at Mass is insufficient, and at the same time our children and our youth are not catechized enough to really understand and know their Catholic beliefs. Are we then surprised if so many of our Catholic brothers and sisters, when presented the study of the Bible by Protestants, start becoming Protestants? Obviously, the pulpit of the Protestants and evangelicals who actually present sin as abhorrent to God, instead of just celebrating the Mass without proper understanding of the Mass and the actual presence of God in the Holy Eucharist, are determiners in keeping the faith. Knowing the history and development of the Church that Jesus founded is an important aspect in the understanding of why the Catholic Church is the true Church. This aspect of religious education is missing in our schools and the training we give to our children. They then become blind followers, and when approached by a Bible-wielding Protestant, do we wonder why so many former Catholics are in Protestant churches today? The ignorance of the Vatican II teachings have created chaos within the Catholic Church, too. Didn't God say, "By their fruits you shall know them"? What fruit has the mishandling and misunderstanding of Vatican II produced? Our seminarians are not being catechized properly, too. We are producing liberal and secularized new priests who do not understand how to properly boost up the daily life of a good Catholic. Since when are they afraid to point out the real meanings of the Ten Commandments? Why are they afraid to point out the sins that separate a human being from God's heart? Why do they preach only ways to feel good as a Catholic, that are too general, but not emphasizing what displeases God and cause us to love Him less? Where is the emphasis of the holiness and sacredness of the Lord's Day? Finally, we need to train real Catholic lay teachers who know the Bible, can sincerely, objectively, and with knowledge be able to impart biblical virtues and morals as the Bible requires. And we should emphasize reading God's words. Response 3448. People do not have reverence towards Mass and don't teach their children how to behave properly at Mass. Response 3449. For the Vatican to address important issues in a joking manner, and to be integrated in matters of world politics like a politician. Response 3450. People not warned to dress so casually. 2. People not discouraged to talking / in the sanctuary. 3. Shenanigans and what I call parishism. Response 3451. Many Catholic schools do not foster an understanding of the importance of the faith. It is not emphasized as a way of life. If you are Catholic, it is so much more than attending Mass once a week. It is a way of life. Response 3452. Catholics living with a lack of charity, hypocrisy, more concern over church politics than works of mercy and charity. Response 3453. The Pope and the Inner Vatican Circle. How can they allow McCarrick to continue on as nothing has happened with his pedophilia yet excommunicate Vigano or Strickland for standing up for true Catholic teachings? In addition, the Church taking money from Communist China and the Pope supporting Klaus Straub and the Communist One World Order that eliminates God altogether. I stand with Vigano and Strickland and share my disgust with the Pope, a true POS. Response 3454. Few give witness at Holy Communion and afterwards that they are receiving God Himself. Many dress immodestly and very casually, too, to receive the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. If this is God, we should give signs of this belief in how we receive, on the tongue and kneeling, being appropriately dressed and thanking him for at least 15 minutes. Response 3455. Silence of the bishops and even priests to discuss this. Response 3456. The reaction of the priest, bishop, or cardinal not observing a period of silence post-distribution. Failure of the clergy to show respect for his position as Christ's representative. Observing the solemnity of this holy time.